Philosophics has been doing the reading so we don't have to, and occasionally filing a formal complaint about it.
Today, we're looking at a close engagement with Frantz Fanon's Black Skin, White Masks. Specifically, what happens when a thinker you broadly agree with reaches for psychoanalysis to make the case?
Which is, apparently, where things get complicated.
Let's start with Fanon's psychology and why the method matters even when the conclusion holds.
The tension here isn't whether Fanon's diagnosis of colonial racialization is right. It's whether the psychoanalytic apparatus he deploys to support it actually does any work. The Post is direct about where it stands. Fanon's central claim about colonial racialization doesn't require dream interpretation. The dreams themselves are seemingly apocryphal at the start.
So the foundation is already shaky before the method even gets going. The argument could stand on embodied recognition and imposed category structures, and instead it takes a detour through dream material that doesn't change the destination.
That's the core complaint. The psychoanalytic sections are described as thematically adjacent, occasionally vivid, but methodologically low yield. They don't deepen the case so much as delay it. The stronger route, the Post argues, runs through the racialized field of encounter, not through interpretation of dreams.
There's a line in here that does a lot of work in very few words.
Right. Psychoanalysis is described as behaving like a prestige tarot deck for the academically credentialed. It turns ambiguity into confirmation, opacity into symbolism, and resistance into further evidence. That's the structural objection. It's not that Fanon is insincere, it's that he overtrusts a lens that converts metaphor into method.
And once a reader withholds confidence in that method, the supporting material stops strengthening the argument and starts distracting from it.
Exactly. And the Post is careful to separate the two layers. Fanon's account of colonial alienation survives precisely because it doesn't depend on the psychoanalytic machinery. The dreams are described as decorative scaffolding around a structure that's stronger without them.
It's worth noting the Post flags the same pattern in Butler and de Beauvoir. Broadly accepted central arguments, psychoanalytic detours that don't materially alter the outcome. This isn't a one-off grievance.
There's also a brief aside, a linked video, though the Post doesn't elaborate on it beyond the mention.
The method question doesn't stay in the 19th century. It follows theory wherever theory goes.
What stays with me is the distinction between accepting a conclusion and accepting the evidence offered for it. Those aren't the same commitment.
Rigorous agreement, possibly the hardest kind. More of that next time.